You're listening to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast with your host, Tokyo Tyler. Enjoy. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 16 of the podcast. And today we have our first anime review, and we're starting off with my personal first ever anime, Dragon Ball Z. Oh my rock dragon. Cha-da, hey, cha-da. And if you're still listening, I applaud you. Yes, today we are talking about my first ever anime, Dragon Ball Z. Now, my first memory of watching Dragon Ball Z, it was the, if you know, like, the uncut DVDs where I had, like, maybe three episodes on each of them, it was the Saiyans one with the question mark, I think? Yeah. And it was when Gohan was training with Piccolo. Well, kind of. It was Gohan running away from dinosaurs, and it was really, like, messed up because I was so little seeing all this. And, like, I knew who Goku was, I think. It's very vague memory. And I remember sitting on the floor and eating Blue's Clues mint chocolate ice cream, I think it was. Which, funny thing is, that was the last time I ever had mint ice cream. For some reason, I was eating it at that point in time, watching Dragon Ball Z, of all things. I was probably too young to really remember anything, but I do remember this memory quite vividly. And I remember I liked it, but I didn't know what it was, so I couldn't ask for more. That's the hardest part. And, thankfully, I still have at least the DVD cover. I have no idea what happened to the DVD itself, but I have seen it at stores, and, next time I see it, I'm gonna go get it again, just for nostalgic purposes. And, so let's fast forward about 10 years. So, let's say I was around 5, 4 at that time. When is Dragon Ball GT kind of, I think it finished airing in America around 2003, so I mean, I was pretty young around that time. We didn't even have cable in my house at that point. It wasn't until much later. So we fast forward about 10 years. Now, I have briefly said this story on my, I think it was the first episode. And it was about how, Well, there is another instance where I watched an anime, but I didn't know it. But we'll get into that later. For Dragon Ball Z purposes, it was 10 years later. Here we go, we're starting the story. I came from the hospital, which I don't think I'll talk about, but I was home from the hospital, recovering, you know, laying in my bed, typical stuff, kind of like bedridden. And I don't know, I had this sudden urge to watch an anime. More so Dragon Ball Z, the movies. And I didn't know where to start, I didn't know which ones were good and whatnot, I just kind of looked it up. And if you watch Dragon Ball Z, then you'll probably know is the second Broly movie isn't really good, but it's the first one that I started on, and I had no clue. I remember my first reaction to the first scene, be like, I think I know who these guys are. And that night, I literally watched, I think, 6 or 7 of the Dragon Ball Z movies straight through, and oh my goodness gracious, I was hooked. And then I got the, fast forward to around Christmas time, I actually got the Orange Brick DVDs of the seasons, and on Christmas morning, around maybe 5:30, because we started early that year, I was watching the Raditz, or the Saiyan Saga. And it all went from there. And my first convention I went to, I did a Goku cosplay, which was really just the Goku shirt I found at a, it wasn't a Hot Topic, it was Spencer's, I don't know if you know that story. And a Goku wig I found, which was actually pretty good, and it's still a really good wig. And it was a pretty, pretty good wig. I still have it, like I said. It's actually pretty nice. I've worn it a few times afterwards, of course. A few Halloweens of it, too. And really, it was Dragon Ball Z that kind of got me into anime. Like, in a previous episode, I talked about gateway anime, which was pretty much what I'm talking about right now. I'm telling you my, kind of my origin story with anime, where it all started. Yeah, it was around 2015. I remember getting a lot of posters. I go to the store called Vintage Stock, and they got some really cool kind of vintage, of course, Dragon Ball Z stuff in there. And I just started getting some merch, and my room transformed into this, just this, oh, it was so crazy. My first ever anime plushie was a Gohan plushie from Amazon, which was $5, and I'm like, what a steal that was. And it's Kid Gohan with his little Chinese outfit on, and really good stuff. I remember my first ever ramen drink, which I could not open, which is another story for another day. At my first anime convention, it was a Dragon Ball Z one, and it was lit. It was lit. And then it morphed into the games. My favorite DBZ game is Budokai 3. I rocked that game like I rocked the dragon. Rock the dragon, Dragon Ball Z. Of course. And so yeah, that's kind of my backstory with Dragon Ball Z. My favorite character on the show is definitely Vegeta. Vegeta is my spirit animal. He's a little bit more meaner than I am, but he's one of the best characters on the show, if not the best. How he really transforms over the show is very fascinating, as I'm sure to everyone thinks so. And really, the whole Dragon Ball franchise, I mean, I haven't fully watched GT, but the stuff I have seen, I do enjoy it. But this is a Dragon Ball Z review, not a GT review. And, I mean, it's not the best anime out there by any, like, stretch. It has a lot of flaws, I mean, but honestly, you kind of have to credit Dragon Ball Z for bringing anime to the States. And I think, I know Mexico is really big with Dragon Ball Z. If one of you guys live in Mexico right now and can understand what this gringo is saying, you know, please confirm this if I'm right or not. I think Dragon Ball Z is pretty popular in Mexico too, or at least it was, and I think it still is with Super. But I know in the States, it really helped bring anime over here when it aired on Toonami and on Wednesday nights, I believe. Once again, correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z is one of those shows that I think everyone has seen, just about. I mean, if you go back far enough, I think nowadays when it's kind of like now, how I know a lot of people started with One Punch Man and Attack on Titan. Once again, you can go to the Gateway anime episode. Excuse me, I can't remember the number of the episode, but you can go in there and listen all about Gateway anime and how that's transformed. So, definitely my generation, no, take that back. The previous gen, before me, you know, pre-2000, got to really enjoy the Dragon Ball years here in America, where it was filling up the toy, like, merch aisles, and man, there was so much cool stuff back then when it comes to Dragon Ball, and I hope with Dragon Ball Super we can get some more of that. I hope that can kind of rekindle that flame and bring a lot more cooler DBS stuff here in the States as well. And when you start to talk about like Dragon Ball Z villains, of course Frieza comes to mind, but me personally, I'm all about the Perfect Cell Saga, where freaking Super Saiyan 2 Gohan shows up, and I mean, basically, that Super Saiyan 2 Gohan is like, if you Google anime, and I bet on the images, Super Saiyan 2 Gohan's like amongst the first ones you'll see. And if it's not, well, it should be, because Super Saiyan 2 Gohan is lit. He's lit. He's yeet yeet. Yeah, so I'm a big Perfect Cell guy. I love doing the Perfect Cell impression. I can do it better on some days. I don't want to do my Dragon Ball Z impressions because they're really loud. And I'm loud as it is, and I have to tone it back for the audio version. But if you want to see me kind of go all out, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tokyo Tyler. I got a lot of good videos up there. A lot of crazy ones. It's really loud. Headphone warning, indeed. And other characters that I really enjoyed, movie-wise, I like Tapion. Tapion was sweet. Show-wise, I really like Piccolo. I feel he's so underutilized. And there's a lot of characters that just, they kind of, whenever you see them, at least when I see them, the kind of, it's like a nostalgic feel, and it's kind of weird to describe, but I don't know. Especially like Mr. Satan and stuff, like, I used to really not like him. And then as I've gotten older, I've come to respect him a little more now. And I tell you what, Dragon Ball Z is a show that has made an impact, man. Because I'm still in high school, and I see Dragon Ball Z shirts all the time. I see the kanji on, I think it's kanji, on Goku's back. I see that logo, that symbol, a lot on backpacks, gloves, jackets, beanies. Oh my goodness gracious. Dragon Ball Z is so popular, especially with, you know, my demographic. Kind of the, even the high schoolers. I don't know about middle schoolers, but I'm pretty sure. And with, I'm so happy that there's people like Team Four Star who do the abridged series that, in this 10-year gap of no new true animation for Dragon Ball, in like 10 years, I really do appreciate what the TFS guys have, Team Four Star guys have done with that and keeping it still relevant, because I swear, I hear a Dragon Ball Z abridged reference almost every single day coming from just random people I don't even know, you know. And of course, like, people love to say, well, all they do is scream and power up, and they'll take 20 minutes to power up and then, you know, 2 minutes to fight. Well, I mean, some of those cliches are true. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you look at a Dragon Ball Z scream montage, you'll think that's the entire show, but I actually like the light heart comedy a lot. I really enjoy the back and forth between the characters. I wish there was more of that, you know, with Super nowadays. I feel like we're going to get some more of that. And, I mean, from saga to saga, the Saiyan saga, of course, it introduced Vegeta and Nappa and Raditz and, oh, and we had Goku and Piccolo working together, even though Piccolo still wanted to kill Goku at that point in time, because they had recently fought in Dragon Ball, the original series. And then you go to, I mean, season, Orange Brick-wise, I think season 2 kind of gets fuzzy. It's even the filler episode where Goku and Piccolo have to drive. I think that's adorable. I love Piccolo's outfit, of course. And then, you know, you go to the Namek Saga, Frieza, oh my gosh, Super Saiyan. Now here's the funny thing, I, as a lot of people, thought Super Saiyan was another character, because whenever you're 5, you don't really know, because no one tells you unless you have really cool parents or an older sibling, but you almost think the Super Saiyan guy is a totally different guy. And I remember, oh yeah, dude, this thought just appeared in my head like a revelation. When I was watching Dragon Ball Z, and I saw Goku, and of course this was on that Saiyan DVD, I don't know how much, it was him on Snake Way, yeah, of course. And I remember seeing the Super Saiyan part, but I guess it was like a picture, and I'm like, well, who's that guy? Is that guy the villain? I don't, you know, is it his brother? Are there two, and they look the same? Yeah, I mean, I think it was not a lot of people get that. I know even my mom thought it was another guy, like, who is that? You know, his attitude kind of changes whenever he goes Super Saiyan, at least in the beginning. And just how mean freaking Frieza was, and oh my gosh, dude. Whenever you would watch the Frieza fight, it's like, ugh. You just want to punch Frieza yourself. Then fast forward a little bit, I mean, then you go to the androids, and then Future Trunk shows up, and, you know, I really do wish I was around to watch it as it first aired on Toonami, because, how crazy would Super Saiyan be if you had no clue, you know? Like, if you thought Goku was at his strongest when he went Kaioken, it's like, no, he goes even stronger in this new golden hair form, like, what the crap, man? You know, you would have no idea otherwise. And especially, like, Future Trunks, like, the mystery, like, whenever I saw the Future Trunks, when he showed up, I knew he was Vegeta's kid, because I'd seen the movies at that point, and I knew a little bit more, I was researching podcasts, stuff, like, all that goodness, and I knew he was Vegeta's kid, but could you imagine, and probably, maybe you lived this, what I'm about to say, like, Could you imagine not knowing anything about the show and watching it for the first time? Dude, that excites the crap out of me. There's so many cool things like that in Dragon Ball Z, and it's a... I definitely feel like any demographic can watch it. Of course, there's 5-year-olds who watch it like I did, at least one DVD of it, and then 10 years later when they were 15 watched it, or whether they grew up on it, or whether they're getting into it in their 30s, 40, whatever. I think anime in general, especially a show like Dragon Ball, can really just screw like demographics and age-wise. Like anyone can watch it. I mean, there's those moments where it's kind of kid-friendly, and those moments where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, are these kids watching this, what I'm watching? Man, this guy's getting cut in half and blood everywhere. It's amazing. But to kind of wrap up the podcast here, Dragon Ball Z and the Dragon Ball franchise as a whole is an impact that is still being felt to this day. And whenever I go out in public, which is often, I'm not a neat, I will normally see something Dragon Ball, which is so cool. And plus, because I live in a smaller market, nothing really big comes around here, not too often. And you really wouldn't expect it to come around here, but believe it or not, I'll see a Vegeta shirt out there, and I'll be like, yo, that it! And just geek over that stuff. And I'm so happy the Dragon Ball Super is coming out, and man, the dub's a little behind, but I'm trying to keep up with the dub instead of the sub. That's a whole different topic, but Dragon Ball Z was my first ever kind of true anime, you could say. And the next one is a very similar show, but I actually grew up in that time span. The next show, what was my generation's Toonami, and was the main shonen show. You know, it was filled of ninjas and angsty boys and fire jutsus and all that. You could say in the time skip that I watched Dragon Ball in that 10 years, the next show that I'll review is kind of the show that filled up those 10 years when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on. So, I mean, you could actually say, well, that show that I'm going to say in the next episode, it was my first anime. But we'll get to that point when we get there. My name is Tokyo Tyler. You can follow me on Instagram at Tokyo_Tyler. Plus, you can subscribe on my YouTube channel, the same name, of course. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and let's continue the support. I am so grateful. My name is Tokyo Tyler. Sayonara. Kamehameha!